I'll go AFM with the music you love listening to. Jake Buggs, All I Need, takes us to 28 minutes to 4 on your Friday afternoon. It's time.
Finally, we've been waiting. The first edition of the Friday Music Club on the Drive.
It finds its home with us here, and we're going to find a home in your love, memory, emotion and musical collection for brand new artists up and coming from around South Africa. Today, we're going to do it for an artist and with an artist who's not just South African, but from Algoa country. She's in Port Elizabeth, South Africa right now. She's been compared her vocal style and her carefree, flowing songwriting ability to people like Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu and Amy Winehouse even, and she's only 23. From Port Elizabeth, South Africa, welcome Zelia. You're originally from Mthatha, aren't you?
Hi. Hey. Yes, I am. So I was born in Mthatha, actually, at St. Mary's Hospital.
Thank you for the specifics. Yeah. And you are now resident in Port Elizabeth, and you've started your music career with a bang. Let's talk about not just singing, but also songwriting. Tell me about, we got a message from your record company that said we should ask you about the Barbie book. Tell us about the Barbie book and the songwriting.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the Barbie book, I always refer to this as where I would write all my songs. I was very young, let's say like grade 4.
Don't diss Barbie, she's cool.
She is. So I write like poetry and songs and like raps, but my raps were very just playful, fun. I guess back then I didn't know it was sort of like anything, but it's just something fun that I would do, you know? So yeah, I guess that's where it all started.
And then
Yes, and then you also gained some confidence with YouTube videos, is that right?
Oh my gosh, yes. But they're so embarrassing. I can't stand to watch them. A friend would force me to sing. She'd be like, "Sing, Zelia, I'm going to put this on YouTube." And I'm like, "No, you can't do this to me." But you do it anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Friends like that. What happens on YouTube, unfortunately, stays there forever.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially when it's your friends that have loaded it. You can't even go and delete it. However, when you get to a really massive place, they go back to that and they go, "See where she started? See?"
All right. Yeah, literally. That's what they're doing now, I guess.
From your Barbie book, you developed your songwriting skills and you wrote poetry. You got it all together. And then you got signed by Vision Records and you've been working with some exciting producers and co-artists. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So this all happened last year. I started making music last year when I basically discovered that I could do it. So I met Luke Goliath, and he basically saw this, talent, yes. And he was like, "You should do this." He was like, "You should actually do this. You can do it. You're good at it." And I was like, "Cool, okay, let me give it a try." And then we released the one song, only YouTube exclusive. But from there, I just started making more music. I signed with Vision maybe, I'm not too sure, but last year sometime, maybe towards the end of the year.
So if you meet people who challenge you and say, "Go ahead, step out into it," good thing to do for artists.
Yeah, for sure. So I think Luke is definitely one of those people. Although I think all the artists with Vision, they're very much you need to do this, you're good at it, or they really push me to chase my dreams in simple terms. That's what it is.
Brilliant.
It's a dream, and they're like, "You can do this." And they're all on that vibe. They're all like, "We're chasing our dreams. This is what we want." And I think I feed off of that energy. So that's what it is, actually.
Right. And talking about energy, the playful, the joyful, the free-spirited Zelia that we've heard on social media, the track that you released with Zabo, "Be Like Me," quickly tell us about that, because we can't wait to play it.
So it's very playful. I've always liked pop music. Starting from Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, back then. Apart from other types of music, but pop was always just playful, fun and catchy. That's what I wanted. I wanted a song that was just going to be super catchy. People were going to sing it. And that's what I wanted from the song. That's all I can say about it. It's very playful.
Well, it's there. Yeah. You've put it together. Zabo's on the song "Wish." You were about to play it for the first time on Algoa FM. It's going to get all the airplay. And the thing someone might be listening to now is saying, "Hey, listen, I want to find you. I want to find you online. From here, where do we keep in touch with you online or social media and so forth? Where do we find you?"
So you can find me on Instagram at Belia D'Souza, basically my name. And my main thing is basically Zelia, and from there, TikTok, Zelia D'Souza, it's basically just all my name. And then obviously on Apple Music and Spotify and YouTube, just type in Zelia, you'll find me there.
And for the first time on Algo FM, Mtata native now in Port Elizabeth, Zelia, here we go with it, Zabo and Zelia, Be Like Me. Thanks for being on the Friday Music Club on Algo FM.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, yo, Luki got me flashing it up.